All right. Shop Talk, week 15 of commercial real estate. The beginning of Q2. He'll here with the Nardizzler, Wilbur Nardizzler. So
not halfway done yet, CRE bros, but getting close.
Yeah.
Deals done today will get done in Q3. Remember that.
That's right. Quick selfless plug here. My band, Trinity Junction, has a show this Saturday at the Gin and Prosper. If anybody's around, it's in downtown Prosper. Downbeat is at 7:30. And we also have the upcoming NAOP show at the Rustic. So for you commercial real estaters, get signed up to go to NAOP and come watch us throw down some tunage for you.
Do you know what date that? Hold on, let me look that up.
That is on Thursday, April 25th.
Oh, I mean, I have to mark that off.
Yeah. Probably need to bring that up in our Monday meetings.
Yeah.
So
fun.
So anyways, shameless self-plug real quick, but not a ton of economic news to talk about this week other than you got initial jobless claims kind of hanging around that low 200s. 210K is the forecast. 210,000 was the last reading on that, but the Fed is speaking on Wednesday.
Okay.
So
what in regards to, or is it just...
Just kind of...
Having a
bulletin
board item?
I don't know. I mean, he just talked about rates, so I don't really know what he's going to talk about. But all right. Our new stat we track, U.S. debt. Well, the government did a good job last week.
They
only went into debt $19 billion versus $77 billion last week, the previous week.
That's so good. All right.
Way to go, guys.
You're good job.
You're on your way up. $19 billion. So anyways, thank you, usdebtclock.com. All right. The Dow, pretty much unchanged. Closed out at 39,807. That's up about 30 points, 25 points. S&P closed out at 52.54. That's just up about 20 points. The NASDAQ closed out at 16,379. So it was down a little bit, but pretty much unchanged. West Texas crude up to $83. A little steadily climbing there. So drill, baby, drill. Let's go. Five-year treasury was up.
Yep.
From 4.187 to 4.227. And the 10-year, pretty much unchanged, 4.202 to 4.205. SOFR remains the same. Let's look at our real estate stocks. Real estate stocks took a little hit. Oh, REIT office coming back down. You know, hit the top, coming back down.
Just little bit of arbitrage.
That's today. 1 day performance. So on the week, real estate diversified was the leader, up 3.06%. Real estate development stocks up 2.26. REIT diversified up 1.88.
Yeah.
On the 1 month performance, REIT development is leading the charge, 8.42. Let's see. What do we got next? Oh, the term of the week.
Ooh.
Brought to you by Wilbur Narduzzi.
So I was in our markets doing business development, toured something, and I was done touring, and you know, pricing comes up at the end of these things. And I was like, man, like what's kind of the expectations here? And the broker said, well, this is a little bit of the case of the search for the Saudi prince. Search for the Saudi prince. I looked at him kind of like, what the heck are you talking about? So I guess he uses that term and it's becoming a little bit more popular when pricing is a little bit outlandish and unrealistic and the Saudis will come in and buy it, i.e. kind of a phrase that the oil money will come in and overpay for something as typically is done. So I thought that was kind of funny. Oh, we're searching for the Saudi prince.
Yeah.
I'm not a Saudi prince. We're not Saudi princes here. So wow. I was laughing in the truck court on that one. So for all of you looking for the Saudi prince, don't send your BS to me.
Yeah. There's the Saudi prince is probably not out there.
Exactly. And he had a good chuckle about it because he understood, but he was just doing what his client wanted.
Let's see. Okay, in news, these stories just fascinate me. Storybuilt, ex-CEO. Mm-hmm. Avoids service as new allegations emerge. This guy's trying to get served. Someone's trying to serve him, and he just keeps avoiding it. I'm on Storybuilt's website right now, and you go to... listen to this. According to forensic accounting, Storybuilt paid one project's investors a 35% return, even though the development lost money. It allegedly paid them with funds raised for a different project.
Oh, God.
The former principals also violated operating agreements, filed incorrect tax returns, and failed to create accurate, supportable financial statements, the receiver's forensic accounting alleges.
So Ponzi scheme, is that what we're dealing with here?
Sounds like it.
So they had a project in Lake Highlands.
Okay.
And it's right off of Walnut Hill and Abrams.
Mm-hmm.
I drove by this weekend just in the neighborhood. The new guy is already building on it.
Yeah.
It's like, dudes. Man, like that, what a piece of great dirt. And he just kind of screwed it all up.
You go to their investor. It says invest with us on their website and says under construction.
Oh, God.
You try to find their people and it's just a blank page. I mean, I would just take my website down if I was them.
Yeah.
Although that, but these guys probably totally scammed their investors, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, these are probably dudes with like backgrounds too, right? Like,
bro, big money. These projects are huge.
Yeah. I mean, a multifamily project is nuts.
A lot. It's like $100,000 a door minimum to build that thing sometimes. $200,000 a door, depending on where you're at.
Anthony Ciela.
Are you on LinkedIn?
That's what I was just going to look at. Yeah, here we go. PSW Real Estate. Now, with over 20 years of experience, real estate developer, rent and home building, over 20 years of experience in real estate development and home building industry. Let's see. Audit, W.P. Carey, University of Wisconsin.
Madison?
No, this is some...
sad. Jump around.
Has a bachelor's in accounting from Arizona State. Anyways, just... I still just don't, I mean, I don't know. Like, it's one thing to screw it up and go tell everybody you screwed up. It's a whole nother thing just run with the money. So that was an interesting story. Adam Neumann buying back, he made a $500 million bid for WeWork.
He's back.
That could go up to $900 million if financing and diligence firm up. Have you watched We Failed?
No. What is it on HBO or?
I can't remember.
Hold on. I'll look it up.
We Failed.
We Failed. We Failed. Was it Adam Neumann?
Is that what it's called?
No. I don't think it's called that. I'm just trying to get the, because if you punch in We Failed into Google, you get all kinds of.
We Crashed.
We crashed.
You got to watch We Crashed. It is like you're just looking at those two.
Oh, it's on Apple.
Yeah, okay. Him and his wife, and you're just like, really? Like, I don't know. WeWork's always been kind of fascinating to me.
Yeah.
But Jared Leto plays Adam Neumann, and he does a phenomenal job. So if you have not watched that movie, I would watch it. But it'd be hilarious. You know, we talked about this before on here. He had a $450 million personal line of credit. Personal line of credit, not personally guaranteed. Guaranteed through his shares in WeWork, which are now worth nothing and which he has no intentions of paying SoftBank back with. And he's probably going to use their line of credit money that he took from them to buy WeWork, which SoftBank will probably like finance it. That's how that world works, right?
Dude.
So
hit that well, baby.
So anyways, that would be interesting if he bought it back.
That's nuts.
Yes, that is nuts. So we'll see. Good luck to you. So did you see this? Tarrant County CAD got hit with ransomware.
So they finally admitted it.
Oh, it's out there. Oh,
okay. Cause Bella's been trying to like get up on it and like trying to search and she's like, I don't know what's going on. And she couldn't find.
Hackers demanded $700,000 from the district, which assigns property values in Fort Worth. Yeah, that's what I thought too. That's kind of low.
I was about to say, just pay that shit and move on.
Yeah.
I mean, I hate to put it like that. We don't negotiate with terrorists, but
yeah, I think that's the problem. Once you do it, then it's just gonna. So news of the recent follow year. Let's see. Like, I guess they've had some hard times. Let's see. DCAT had to pay.
Yeah.
$170,000 to retrieve information. The hack shut down the offices of DCAT. This happened, what, 2 years ago? Yeah, 2022.
Yeah.
That was crazy. DCAT got shut down for 72 days.
But they only had to pay $170,000? I thought it was millions.
I thought they just rebuilt the back end. And that's, just said, yeah. We'll just rebuild it.
That's what I thought. Mm.
But anyways, I guess Tarrant CAD's had some other issues.
Huh.
In the
let me look it up.
Sort of leadership and stuff like that. So
yeah, $700,000.
Man. Golly.
It doesn't feel like a lot of money. If you're listening to this and you're a hacker and you're gonna hit an appraisal district,
yeah.
Go for the jugular. No, so I'm kidding. Saying. Don't do that.
Don't do that. But it just seems like a light ask. You know,
for how operationally intense that thing is,
just for what it is. You know? I mean, you're talking about 2.7% of the real estate values for one of the major real estate markets in the world.
Yeah.
700,000 sounds like a rounding error.
Yeah. I guess the deal is like, we're not supposed to interact with these folks, right? Like, is that the whole, that's what I was always taught in the insurance business. Like, don't touch anything.
Well, because they want you to pay them in crypto and
and
all that stuff.
I guess it's kind of like to your point, like once you pay them once, the floodgates are open.
Yeah, they're just going to come out and get you again.
Yeah.
So, interesting. 700 grips. That's all you want, huh?
Vincent Puente, chairman of the Tarrant Appraisal District, led the meeting with a prayer denouncing the ransomware attack as evil. nice people.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's kind of all I got for this week. You got anything?
No, not really.
You're going to go back to San Antonio and look at some more stuff?
Yeah, if you got some stuff between Austin and San Antonio, hit me up. I'll be in the area Thursday, Friday.
Yep. All right, we will see you next week, real estaters. See ya.
Peace.